This is Isaac Tanner Madsen, coming at you from AboveTopSecret.com, responding to Benevolent Heretics' What is Life After Death Like thread. Well, to start with, death is only a relative term. As Nurki was saying, death is only the beginning of something new. Now, I don't take quite the drastic view he describes on a single consciousness, though that is certainly a fascinating subject, and one that I may post about on a later date, in more detail on my views. For now, I'll simply describe the view I have grown to believe in. My idea of life after death sort of grows from being raised in Christianity. I won't specify which sect because I might just get attacked, and that is not my goal here. It is also influenced by three rather extraordinary paranormal experiences that I've had and shall once again post about later. Well, back on the topic, what is life like after death? The answer is quite simple. Death is like life, only with a higher state of mind and greater abilities to grow physically. If you haven't noticed by now, in this life everyone takes a viewpoint on what they spiritually believe. When you get to heaven, I think that view will probably stick, and we will find ourselves in a heaven that our mind has created for ourselves. We will only see and sense things how and when we expect to. However, we will at some point remember experiences that we have had previous to this life. Unless we are really stubborn, those previous experiences will affect our beliefs. Whatever the current belief system is, it will change because we will discover more truth from our experiences, and also from interaction with other spiritual or heavenly beings. However, spiritual growth and change, I imagine, will take longer in heaven because our current life spiritual growth will affect our beliefs, so much so that we won't want them to change even if they are incorrect. Okay, so we've laid a foundation. Heaven is then not for spiritual growth but for physical. You might ask, how so? If you've died, you no longer have a physical body, right? This is where Christianity comes in. In some aspect or another, because of Christ's atonement and resurrection, we will be reunited with our physical bodies. I doubt it will be the same body because that body will rot away and become a part of the earth. Such is life, or death as the case may be. The physical body that we will gain because of Christ will obviously be immortal. If you don't believe in Christ, when death comes, you will still gain a body, though the reasons may appear differently to you. Whatever the case may be, when death comes, we will at some point regain a physical body. One of the first things that we will notice upon entering the death state is that we can do impossible things. We can fly, we can pass through matter, we can do just about whatever we want within certain limits. Yes, heaven does have limits and laws, just like this life. What they are and what they are there for is something somebody else will have to answer. Life in heaven will then be focused on using our already achieved spiritual state to grow physically and become creators in training, after at some point meeting our own creators or creator. I think that about covers it. This is Isaac Tanner Madsen, signing out. Have fun, be safe, and don't die.